Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun starts at Madison Square Garden Saturday, 6 o'clock. Pistons, Knicks. Before we get to discussing them, Rico, you will be having a good chance. You will be seeing Nico. According to Stuart Mandel, Nico will be transferring to UCLA. UCLA will be at Spartan Stadium on Saturday, October 11th.
Yeah, I saw that Colin Cowherd came with it earlier today as well. So, Iamaliava.
UCLA. Oh, my Lord, what a fall.
Not really, David. UCLA, Big Ten team.
He's from California.
They got money.
Yeah, SEC to Big Ten. That's a fall.
That's true. Well, he
won the national title last year?
That's right. In the last 2 years.
The team that lost to Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. Who won the national championship the last 2 years, actually?
You're right. The Big Ten. Yeah. All over the place.
You can argue whether you can argue
helps
about
when
the,
you steal plays.
Okay,
you know?
Fine. Whatever. But that's the conference did win.
For the last year. That's why I only went back for 1 year.
Okay. I knew that's why you said that. I knew it.
Anyway, I don't care. You can take the banners. I still saw the Fab Five play.
Everything.
All that stuff. You know, whatever. Schools go on. Louisville won the national championship in basketball, despite what Rieger thinks about the Peyton Siva play. Anyway, so Nico.
Because you know the place.
Yeah. And he won't be drafted, I don't think. I've seen a lot of seven-rounders and my guy Donovan Walton.
I forgot all about him already. Mm-hmm. So, no, he ain't.
No, he's not. His West Bloomfield teammate's going to go very fast. That would be Maxwell Harrison. But yeah, Nico coming to UCLA, and he'll be playing at Spartan Stadium on October 11th. Maybe in the dorms there, because I was a student for summer school there 1 year. Maybe Nico will be living with Xavier Booker. Maybe they'll be roommates.
Are you serious?
No, I know he's going to have his own place.
They each are probably going to have $2 million apiece.
No, I'm not serious.
It's L.A.? So that's probably, a one-bedroom condo?
Yeah.
But.
they're not being in the dorms. I understand. Especially
look,
him.
There's worse places to go than UCLA.
Yes.
You know, you out there, you know, and out in Bel Air country. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
but I mean, he
gets to go to the Rose Bowl.
There's no, nobody go. There's no pressure, Stoney.
I know. None.
The funny thing is that people here always talk about going to the Rose Bowl. The actual Rose Bowl game.
Yes.
Fantastic. Stoney, if any school goes and plays UCLA?
If there's 50,000, maybe, if they're lucky.
50? Have you seen some of the games?
Yeah, I said if they're lucky, that's half. Yeah, if they're lucky.
I don't even think you're getting half.
No,
in there.
I'm saying 50 would be half, if they're lucky.
I would say.
They're not, usually.
It looks like a spring game.
Yes.
Looks like a spring game.
Yeah.
What do you say, David? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
David's saying move along.
Yes.
You can use the microphone.
Yes, we
David.
Don't care.
So how about them Pistons?
How about them Pistons? Pistons are obviously underdogs in this series, as they should be. Most people who are neutral observers have the Knicks as the favorite to win the series.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you're a fan of a particular team, most times you put realism out of your vocabulary and you always think your team is going to win, especially when you've beaten them 3 out of 4 in the regular season. Rico, I'm not one of them. I hope the Pistons sweep the Knicks, but I see the Knicks winning this series in five, if I was betting, maybe six.
You know, Stone, here's the thing.
And I think we as Piston fans, a lot of people look at the 3-1 and don't take into consideration who played, who didn't play, and realize that the Knicks are still really good. Are they as good as they were last year? No, but I still think they're really good.
And it's going to be very disrespectful, but I think especially early on in the season, the Knicks didn't take the Pistons as a serious team. So that's a team we can rest. That's a team we can kind of give it about 70-80%, and we could probably still beat them because you're thinking, oh, that's a team that damn near set the record for consecutive losses.
Right.
That's what you were seeing. So, yeah, Pistons won 3-1. Look, according to FanDuel, Vegas believes you. Mm-hmm. Vegas believes you, and they're saying the over-under for games played in this series, you want to take a guess, fellas? Over-under for games played in the series.
I'm going to go 7.
No. Well, the over-under
that's what Vegas says?
No, I'm going to go 6, actually. I'm sorry.
Vegas is saying 5.5.
Oh.
They're saying 5.5, which
so over.
Which if you do the math.
So over.
Or if you go under, that's, they're saying 4-1.
Right.
Or 4-1. Oh, win 4-1. Pistons win the series 4-1.
No. If that's the case, David,
please.
If you want to take those odds, I believe it's what, plus 340?
Yeah, it is.
Plus 340 for the Pistons to win the series.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so, David, you think they're going to win?
No, I don't actually think I want to.
Because I'm going to ask you to map out a plan for the Pistons to win the game besides Jalen Brunson's ankle being broken again.
Well, you just took my reasoning, so there we go. It's not going to happen, okay? I really want the Pistons to win the series,
yeah,
but they're just not good enough. So I'm with you, Stoney. It probably goes 5. I hope 6.
And part of the reason I don't think they're going to win is people don't realize, you know, people look at the Pistons have this really good defensive team. They do. So do the Knicks. Their coach, although he played his starters way too much during the regular season, Tom Thibodeau is known for his defense more than anything else. Yeah, OG is going to be all over Cade, I would think, right? I mean, Mitchell Robinson's back. He's not a great player, but he's a defensive player. Is he as good as Hartenstein was? No. That's why I said, that's one of the reasons they're not as good as they were last year. And Brunson is not 100% healthy. The Pistons, I know you hate this term, probably, playing with house money. They have nothing to lose. They are the underdogs, and I think the games are going to be very competitive. I think Karl Anthony Towns. Oh, he's soft. He's, you know what?
How many games you got the Pistons winning?
Definitely one. So there we go. I'm going to say the Knicks in 5. God, and I hope I'm wrong because I
a bold take by Stoney. The Pistons take one game.
They get a game. All right.
Well.
All right.
Well, I mean, Costa thinks the Pistons are going to win in 7. So, I mean,
at this point.
Why does he always jinx it for the teams here? Come on. Now they're going to lose. Jeez.
David, always remember this. A broken clock is right twice a day. If you're a Pistons fan, I'm going to give you some hope next.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.